Hello, everyone, and welcome to the PR Week. That's PR Week's weekly broadcast covering everything going on in the worlds of PR, communications, and marketing. My name is Frank Washcook. I'm the news editor of PR Week, and we have a special edition of the podcast this week for PR Week's annual conference here in Midtown in New York City. So we have a special guest. I'm here with Stacy Tank. She is the head communications person at the Home Depot in Atlanta. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for coming aboard the podcast on such short notice. Just got you on board today.
Absolutely. No, happy to be here.
Very
That's
cool.
The name of our profession, right? We've got to keep it light.
And Diana Bradley is here. She is our corporate reporter and well known to the weekly listeners and, I guess, viewers now of the podcast, right?
Yep.
So, Stacy, tell us a little bit about what you talked about this morning in your Q&A on stage at the conference.
Absolutely. So we were talking about the retail space and what it means to build reputation, both in the short-term sense, because retail is very incentivized to sell today, but also what does it mean to cultivate a relationship and to build trust with your different stakeholders, whether that's your employee base, whether that's the community you operate in, your customers, government, et cetera. How do you do that in the midterm and the long term while still preserving that sort of fast-paced retail commercial sales environment that's very inherent to retail, as I'm learning?
And what else did you pick up today from the conference? Any other sessions you really enjoyed?
I really enjoyed Hoda's remarks, and actually it brought me back to how fundamental storytelling is to what we do. She was so accessible. She was so, you know, unguarded and real and emotional and honest. And it just captivated all of us. We all sat right on the edge of our seat as she was talking about Hurricane Katrina, as she was talking about her personal journey with breast cancer. And there are topics that sometimes would be uncomfortable to talk about. And I think there were a few tears in the audience, and I was definitely trying to hold them back as she was talking about, you know, those moments on the streets in New Orleans when people are being separated from their children, and there's just so much tension and stress and no path to resolution. And so she was an amazing storyteller. It reminded me that we can talk about a lot of fancy new tools. We can talk about expensive metrics and ways to go beyond impressions. But at the end of the day, if you're an amazing storyteller, that's where you're going to connect with people.
We were talking before, and some people who make their living being on TV translate better to live events than other people do. And I think Hoda translates really well to a live event because she just seems so comfortable and is a great personality to be on stage. Dana, you wrote a story about Hoda's Q&A. Hoda's Q&A. What did you think?
No, I thought it was great. You know, she told an interesting story about how when she was first diagnosed with breast cancer, I think back in 2007, she was, you know, kind of reticent about sharing her story publicly. But then she ended up on an airplane sitting next to just a complete stranger who was very nosy and kind of like talked her into opening up a little bit about her breast cancer. And he said, you know, you shouldn't hog your own story. You should share your journey because it could help other people in the same boat. So I thought, you know, that was a really good point. And she has such a huge platform, and she realized that, you know, with her platform, she could use that to help people. So I thought that was really interesting. But she also added that she doesn't really like to share too much personal stuff because, like, it's meaningless after a while. So she's still very private, but when it matters, she shares her story. So
I thought it was really interesting to hear a famous person say to talk about how they're private about some details of their lives, because, I mean, I'm personally a private person. And I don't think I've ever heard somebody famous talk about that before. So it was kind of interesting and refreshing, and it's not something you hear all the time, to hear somebody who is really in the spotlight talk about how they work to keep things in their private lives private. So interesting stuff.
Definitely.
Tiki Barber is, I think, just wrapping up right now.
Yeah.
You were in the Tiki Barber
room,
right? What did we miss?
He was talking about the tension between national spokespeople and then the ability on the flip side to really harness local celebrities to actually generate more of an emotional connection with communities, and how you may, and I think for some campaigns, a national, a Rihanna, a Beyonce, he was using, you know, the Coke and Pepsi campaigns as examples. But there are going to be other times, especially if you have more of a local commercial offering where a local celebrity is going to make more sense. And he was talking a lot about the cost efficiencies of playing your campaigns that way, too. It was pretty cool because he showed the dashboard that they have in their site and how you can put in your criteria. So you might be looking for someone who is active between the ages of 40 and 50, who enjoys tennis and sleeps on their left side, or, you know, some whatever the criteria are. And then it'll match you, you know, like Match.com with your best potential connections, and then you can actually look at pricing and try to engage with them. So it's like a spokesperson matchmaker digital site.
But being a spokesperson is kind of a little bit of a dangerous game nowadays, in that you have the Buffalo Wild Wings spokesperson was caught in a bit of a lie this morning, and that story that came out more nationally, and there was of course Jared at Subway, and this is a, I mean, these are two totally different things, obviously. But it you see the risk for brands, too, when they bring somebody on that's a well-known, prominent spokesperson in all their commercials. Okay, Diana, what else was your other favorite session today besides Hoda?
I thought that the keynote by Sally Sussman, who's the EVP of Corporate Affairs at Pfizer, I thought that her, you know, what she had to say was interesting. She made a really interesting point about certain things that Pfizer is looking into next going forward. They want to figure out how to communicate with the, you know, younger people about, because a lot of young people see big pharma as being bad. So I thought that was interesting, that, you know, that's something they'll be focusing on going forward, and it'll be interesting to see how they tackle that.
And that whole tension between big corporates being bad and small companies, local companies being good is really, really interesting, because if we live in a world where, you know, into the foreseeable future, big companies are bad, there's a pretty significant social impact to that emotion. And if it's sort of hard to pick apart whether this is something with permanence. Is this something that happened because of the Enrons and then the journey we've been on for the last 10 or 15 years? If it's going to, as the economy gets better, if it's going to change, or if this is sort of a permanent state of affairs. And I know we have a leader from Kind on the agenda, and they, I think, are still independently owned.
Yes, they are.
So I think it'll be interesting to watch brands like that go through their journey, and if they become acquired, do they lose the halo? You know, what does it take?
And Kind's in such a fascinating space, too, because there's so many more healthy bar options.
Right.
But the bar category, as they call it, than there were few years ago, and that they are just everywhere, and it's honestly hard to keep track of what's what when you go to the store. And I mean, Kind is interesting too, in that they're New York based. They're looked at as being kind of local here, but I think other people see them as more national. So I think they're a really interesting brand too. Do we want to take some questions from the Periscope audience, Byron?
Are there any viewers out there right now that have any questions for either Frank or for Diana or for Stacy? Especially Stacy. You can send them right now. We'll try to answer them right away.
He's putting us on the spot. I assumed we had a few already.
Cool.
Really interesting sessions today. Great conference so far. We're looking forward to wrapping it up tonight with the 40 Under 40 dinner, which will honor 40 of the best PR, communications, and marketing pros under the age of 40. So we'll be doing that, and that will cap off the conference. As far as the podcast goes, I think we're going to wrap it up right now. That's about all we have time for. Stacy, thanks again
thank you
for coming
Frank,
on.
Thanks,
Diana, thanks as always. And that's about it. So we'll see you next week.